Here are the local headlines for KRAI on this Monday. It's August 20th. I'm Shannon Lukens. Multiple agencies from Northwest Colorado work together for a mass casualty and hazardous materials containment drill at the Craig Fire Rescue Training Tower on Saturday. Moffat County Sheriff Casey Hume supervised the training and told the Craig Press that it took about a year to organize. Agencies that were there were Craig Fire Rescue, Craig Hazmat, Steamboat Springs Fire Rescue, Memorial Regional Health, Classic Air, Atmos Energy, and Colorado State Patrol. Firefighters were able to strengthen the fire line on the southwest side of the Silver Creek fire this weekend. That's because of the rain. More fire lines are being built with bulldozers and logging equipment. The fires burn close to 5,000 acres and is 5% contained. 450 people are fighting that fire in Station and Kremling. Areas that are still under evacuation orders are Gore Lakes, Old Park, and Latigo Ranch. Kids in Colorado are vaping nicotine at twice the national average. That's according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. All local high schools are also seeing an increase in the use of chewing tobacco, snuff and dip, and smoking regular cigarettes. Lindsay Simbe with Grand Futures Prevention Coalition told the Hayden Board of Education that kids are back to thinking that smoking is cool. The 6th annual back-to-school fair was Saturday, hosted by Love, Inc. of the Yampa Valley. It was at Breeze Street Park in Craig. Students received free backpacks and other school supplies, plus some of the kids got free haircuts from Styles 5th Avenue. Two meetings are this week in Hayden so people can learn about the new school that will be built. The first open house is at 6 o'clock tonight in the Hayden Elementary School cafeteria. Those who will be there will be representatives from the design committee, the architectural firm, and the construction company. A second meeting with the construction companies from 4 to 7 Wednesday. It's a $44 million school project. Subcontractors and suppliers are also invited. Construction is set to start in March. Contact Tyler Sartorius at 303-304-3377 for more information. School starts in Steamboat tomorrow, but not for the middle school kids. The big summer construction project at the school isn't quite finished. A third inspection is today. If it passes, teachers can move in tomorrow and then school would start Wednesday. Sirocco schools also start tomorrow. Hayden kids are back to school on Thursday. Moffat County students go back to school next Monday. The junior livestock sale at the Rapp County Fair in Hayden was this weekend. A reserve steer named Duke, weighing in at almost 1,400 pounds, sold for the most at $8,000 to Master Petroleum. Emmett Myring is starting his sophomore year at Steamboat Springs High School. He raised Duke on a ranch in Clark, and you can see a picture of the two on the KRAI Facebook page. And those are the headlines on KRAI. In the weather, mostly sunny today, with a high of 88 and a low of 51. There is a chance for a shower this evening, as skies will be overcast. Tuesday will be cloudy with thunderstorms in the evening. Don't forget to call the KRAI Time, Temp, and Weather Hotline at 970-824-1918. In sports, the Broncos lost their second preseason matchup in a row, but it was a close one. They played the Chicago Bears, and the final score was 24-23. The next game for the Broncos is at 5:30 this Friday night against the Redskins. The Colorado Northwestern Community College men's soccer team lost their scrimmage on Friday 2-0 to Western Wyoming Community College. The women's team at CNCC won't be able to field a team because of low numbers, so the program has been canceled. All the local sports teams are busy with football, volleyball, soccer, and cheer practice. In volleyball, the Moffat County girls are at Hayden tomorrow night for a match. And that's the news, weather, and sports on KRAI. I'm Shannon Lukens.